with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for the world's support in its war against Hamas terrorists.
I hope and pray that civilized nations everywhere will back this fight. Because Israel's fight is your fight. Because if Hamas and Iran's axis of evil win, you will be their next target. That's why Israel's victory will be your victory.
In a briefing on Monday, Netanyahu told reporters, quote, Israel will not agree to a cessation of hostilities after the horrific attacks of October 7th. Calls for a ceasefire are a call for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terror, to surrender to barbarism. That will not happen, unquote. General Motors has reached a tentative agreement with United Auto Workers, giving the union an increased pay package. GM or UAW have yet to confirm the deal. UAW local president Mike Huerta says it's too early to celebrate the deal with GM.
Our bargainers did their job. They're going to present us with something, and then we get to tell them it was good enough or it wasn't.
Shamira Marshall, who is walking a picket line outside a GM parts warehouse, says she welcomes word of a deal.
I think that was a relief for everybody, you know, like we have an agreement, so something's on the floor, so we know we won't be out here long.
The UAW reached agreements with Ford last Friday and with Stellantis over the weekend. U.S. health regulators are warning consumers not to use more than 24 varieties of over-the-counter eye drops due to risk of infections that could lead to blindness. The advisory from the Food and Drug Administration applies to lubricating drops sold by 6 companies, including CVS Health, Rite Aid, and Target. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 511 points, the NASDAQ rose 146, the S&P 500 advanced 49. This is SRN News. The United Nations calls out Nigeria.
The international body has issued a letter warning the government that its anti-blasphemy laws are a violation of human rights. Those laws criminalize any criticism of Islam and are frequently used to persecute Christians. Nigeria is already a hotbed of Muslim terrorism that sees thousands of Christians murdered every year. The country's population is split almost 50-50 between followers of Islam and followers of Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Malaysians are slamming the government's plan for a week-long program in schools to support the Palestinian cause after seeing pictures of students and teachers brandishing toy guns on social media. A number of students are also using the Palestinian keffiyeh scarf to wrap around their heads like terrorists. The Malaysian Education Ministry says Palestine Solidarity Week, which began today, is designed to teach students empathy. This is SRN News. The World Bank says oil prices could be pushed into uncharted waters if the war between Israel and Hamas intensifies. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The World Bank's commodity markets outlook says that while the effects on oil prices should be limited if the conflict doesn't widen, the outlook would darken quickly if the conflict were to escalate. It says that during a medium disruption, the global oil supply would decline by 3 million to 5 million barrels per day, driving oil prices up possibly 35%. And a large disruption would shrink the global oil supply by 6 million to 8 million barrels per day, and prices would go up by 56% to 75%. Donna Warder, Washington.
It didn't seem to affect oil prices today. They were down about $3.05 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.